You're listening to Strictly Grizzness. Today we're going to go over the trade deadline, recap the OKC game, and Henry's favorite player, Chandler Parsons, is back on the roster. Also, check out the Pulse Podcast Network app on Android and iOS. Let's get it.
First team all defense. First team all defense.
3-9. No choice. Conley for three.
Brought to you by the Pulse Podcast Network.
What's going on? My name is Mo, here with Henry and Kyle, sitting in for Austin. So, trade deadline's over. First big trade I want to talk about is Mark. He's out, went to Toronto.
Mark is gone. It's sad. It's a sad day.
Even the weather got sad.
The weather, yeah. That weather didn't make it even worse.
Got cold.
But yeah, it was a trade. We got back Jonas Valanciunas, CJ Miles, DeLon Wright, and a second round draft pick in 2024. So we can just make that a wash. I mean,
2024.
Who knows if they'll even like what's going to happen at that point.
Thank God, we got that pick 5 years from now.
But five years from now. Yeah, who knows what's going to be? It'll probably be some kid coming out of high school that. And supposed to be that great or something stupid.
So with Mark leaving, though, I just want to talk about this real quick. They're talking about retiring Gasol's jersey. Well, they said they will, and it's going to be hanging up in the rafters. Now, some people are for it, some people are against it. What side do you take before I start talking?
I'm all for it. I mean, Marc Gasol, other than Zubo, is probably the best player to ever play for the franchise. And, I mean, he did so much for the city.
Exactly.
Just on the basketball court and off the basketball court as well. I mean, hell, he went to high school here because of his brother and then played for the Grizzlies forever. I mean, this is the first time we don't have a Gasol on the team. It's weird. It's just weird. It hadn't sunken in yet.
Yeah.
Like, it's bizarre.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that also are like, well, he's not retiring here, so – why should we retire his jersey? It's like, well, that shows how much you don't know about this team. Like,
yeah,
it's that fucking simple.
Yeah. Honestly, it's more about what he did for the city.
That's a bad take.
It's a bad take. It's more about what he did for the city, though. You know, that's why retiring his jersey. It's not, I mean, exactly. He was a great player, too. He was definitely one of the greatest players that we've had on our organization.
Ever for the Grizzlies.
It's more about his, he had an impact on this city. And, like, look, when he left, I don't know. You can tell.
They're going to have him, his number, up there. They're going to have 33. They're going to have Zebo next to it. They're going to have Tony Allen. And then when Conley's done, they're going to have Mike's jersey up there with it, too.
So, we got Valanciunas for Mark.
Yeah, he's...
What are your thoughts on that? I think it's pretty solid.
I think it's a wash. I mean, everything they got back for him is basically just to free him up financially, which is fine. I don't understand what I wouldn't be going for that, but maybe next year we'll be able to trade Valanciunas for someone else and get some other assets that way. But as of right now, it just kind of looks like this was all just for financial purposes instead of trying to get future assets. Because if it was, then this was not the trade for future assets.
Why do you say that, though? I mean, all right, let's move on real quick to the Garrett Temple and Jamichael Green. Both went to the Clippers. We got Avery Bradley. How do you
now
feel about that?
That's the worst. That trade is bad. Now, the other trade, everyone's sad about that trade, but this trade, this is bad. This is like they were trying to be bad. Avery Bradley is terrible. If they wanted to trade for him, it would have been back in the day when we were making our playoff run, and he was actually like playing a pretty decently defensive player for the Celtics. He would have matched our grit grind taste then, but now he's whatever. They got him again kind of because of his contract. I think he's only owed – his guaranteed, I think, is only like $2 or $3 million next year. That's it, guaranteed.
Do you know that for a fact, or are you just making that up?
No, I mean, I'm pretty – I'm like 95% sure on that one.
No, there's still 5%.
At 5%, you go to hell.
All right. Well, that's the end of the podcast. And that, no. All right, and then Shelvin Mack went to Atlanta. He's laughing all the way to Atlanta.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure Atlanta has already cut him after.
Did they really? I know we got Tyler Dorsey and
Who?
Tyler Dorsey, man. We just
I hope he does well. I don't know much about Mr. Dorsey. I hope he shows me what it is. Looks like it could have been. Was he a teammate of Dylan Brooks or not?
At Oregon. He went to Oregon. Dylan Brooks went to Oregon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was the one who had that ridiculous flop. Half, like, completely across the paint. Like, yeah, let's be proud of that.
That was Tyler Dorsey?
No, that was Dylan Brooks.
Dylan Brooks. Flopping it up.
Tyler Dorsey is, I heard they just called him back up from the G League. I mean, they got him in, and then they bumped him out of G League, and then they brought him back up, which sometimes when they say that, it really doesn't mean shit, because they either two-way, I don't know, you know, they're usually back and forth.
Add that to the collection of G League players already on the team. You know, with the trade deadline also brought back our man Chandler Parsons.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Jesus, dude.
Can y'all believe that this man is going to be playing for the Grizzlies yet again? I thought it was a joke when I found out.
That was like... everybody was already like kind of like confused at what
April
was going
Fool's
on.
Day? Is it April Fool's Day?
You know, after that trade deadline, everybody in the city was kind of confused about like what just happened. Like, kind of like figuring out like, wait, did we do this right? And then we wake up and everybody gets the notification. Chandler Parsons is back. It's like, well, hold on. Did we screw up something? Like, you know, like, why is he back? What happened?
Yeah, everybody said.
Apparently he was in LA and he was training. So I don't know jack shit. Training.
You don't know jack shit. What do you mean?
Because I was making fun of him.
Well, we all make fun of him.
Pretty sure
he sucks.
Most of the city was at one point. Probably.
I mean, I really think it's a conversation everybody should have. Are they gonna boo him? Are the fans gonna boo him when he plays?
I mean, it's happened before.
It's happened before. Yes, it has. I don't know. He made such a big deal about it the first time he got booed. I don't know if they'll boo him again.
This might break his spirit.
Screw that. I think they're gonna boo him.
Yeah.
Dude, everyone hates him so much. He's so
except for
awful.
Chris Wallace.
And Bickerstaff.
All right.
Well, Bickerstaff, they just need him to play because they don't have enough players on the team. I mean, that's it.
it's like Austin said last time, we have an absentee owner. It's like, well, we have an absentee owner who also allows an absentee player, apparently. Healthy and active? Yeah. Fuck out of here.
I don't know.
Or, well...
I wonder if he had a spat with Mark, maybe.
Well, Mark's gone.
Yeah, I know. And now he's coming back.
That's
some petty shit right there.
That is
I doubt there is anything... there, but
that's a theory. That's a rumor start. Henry,
That is how rumors start.
All right, Henry's the rumor guy.
You heard it here first.
folks.
All right, and you know, once all the dust settled, they dropped Caspi.
Yeah, you knew that was coming. Because he tore his he got ligament damage in his knee. I think that's why.
Yeah,
he
and they were saying that
it was going to be season-ending injury.
They
cut him for the, roster room.
Yeah. So out of all the picks that we got, you know, the major trades that we just made,
the one pick we got, that's the pick in 5 years in the second round.
No, I'm saying out of all the people that we got.
Okay.
Who's your favorite?
God, I don't know. I think the only one with a little bit of upside, at least is what I've heard about, is DeLon Wright. But I think everyone that we got isn't going to be part of this team in the future moving forward in this new era of Memphis Grizzly basketball.
I'm going to go. All right, Kyle, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that I don't know about Valanciunas because the only really big guys we have right now would be Noah and Jaren Jackson, and Noah's not really that dependable.
Yeah, so Jonas is gonna have to. He's gonna have to play some major minutes.
He's gonna have to fill some shoes for a little bit.
All right, so Kyle's got Valanciunas, Henry's got, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna go. You know, we're keeping all the Raptors. I'm gonna go CJ.
Okay,
CJ for sure. CJ's an outside shooter, and that's gonna help us out for sure. Or it could be one of those players. Like every time we get a player, we're like, oh, he's an outside shooter, and then something happens.
Again, maybe they'll just trade them. Maybe they'll trade these guys for some more picks or something later. I mean, you know, Mike's here. Colin didn't get traded, but he is. He's here for the foreseeable future, and he'll probably be gone. I think they'll trade him before the draft. Yeah. The teams that want him will still want him at that point, and he'll still be valuable. And I think there's no reason for us to keep him.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no reason to. Hopefully we can get rid of that pick this year and not have to think about the Boston Celtics pick anymore. Freaking Jeff Green.
You're always on that. Jeff Green. All right.
Well, we'll be done with it after this year.
Chris Wallace. Did you see that? Chris Wallace,
trying to defend his stuff.
Yeah, defending his ass. Like he was literally just covering his ass. And he gave the most generic answer. I mean, a lot of the stuff what he said was, you know, what we want to hear. You know,
just give him a taste of a win.
Yeah.
Yeah, give him a taste of a win. Yeah, that's the goal for everybody, dude.
What
like,
the fuck does that even mean?
Everybody wants to win, dude. Yeah. Is that now your goal?
So these guys you picked up, is it like a charity case? It's like, let's give him a taste of win. These guys deserve a good one.
At this point,
he's just going to cling to him drafting Jaren Jackson Jr. just like he's clinged to drafting Paul Pierce his entire life.
Do you have that clip?
That's all he's going to do.
Our intent is to win the rest of the season. We want to get back to our winning ways. And our young players, the Jaren Jacksons, Ivan Rabs, we want them to taste winning and see what that's all about. And then we have a real strategic reason to win because we'd like to convey this pick to Boston this year. And get that in our rearview mirror and then move forward with a clean slate of first-round picks. So it's very clear what we want to do for the rest of this season. Going forward behind that, we have flexibility now, and we're able to sit back and see what happens in off-season, where the draft takes us, are we in it, are we out, free agency, and then we'll evaluate what's our best course of options going forward when we get into the summer.
What a joke.
Yeah. Not really a whole lot to say about that.
That's... All right, we'll just have to move on from that.
Hopefully that's going to be one of the last times.
That was so generic, you know?
Yeah, hopefully that'll be one of the last times we'll have to hear from him, give an explanation about a trade or some type of acquisition at the Grizzlies.
Hashtag
fire Chris Wallace, but...
All right.
That's just beating a dead chicken or whatever the hell that term is.
Dead chicken.
Pretty sure it's a horse, but...
Chicken, horse...
Let's talk about the OKC game. Obviously, we lost.
Nah. After a great, 19-point third quarter yet again.
But
strong.
Honestly, that was a stressful day. You got OKC game coming up, and the team's, losing one of the staples of,
Mark didn't even travel with the team.
And then Conley, on top of that, he didn't sleep the day before. He couldn't sleep. So... when he got the call that he was staying, which he said somewhere like 10-15 minutes before the trade deadline, when he got that call, he immediately went and took a nap.
Yeah, you need to rest for that game. I mean,
you got OKC. It's a
Jaren put it up though. Without Mark, he had 20 points in the first half, 7 in the second half, 7 rebounds, strong performance. Old Bruno killed it. He had a pretty good game.
Oh, yeah.
That looks good.
Y'all doubted him. You doubted him.
Maybe
the Memphis Grizzlies called him the Brazilian KD.
I'm all for him doing well. It's just I don't want to put false hope into the guy. I don't want to think he's going to be the next Giannis. and him and just be a washout, because it's more likely he's just going to be a washout.
But
I'll take all his good stuff as it comes.
That game started out just typical Grizzlies fashion.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we're doing great for the first, 10 minutes of the game?
Mm-hmm. But Ivan Rabb, dude, killed it. 15 points.
He didn't get his double-double, but
nine rebounds.
Which he's had. I think he's had a couple games.
Did he have any assists?
Yeah, he had one assist.
Ivan.
But still, that's pretty damn good.
Ivan, not so terrible. Yuta played, got 10 points. Old Yuta.
Yuta with five
rebounds. Then Conley got 15 points and 7 assists, but, 2 rebounds. A pretty average Conley night.
Javon Carter coming in there with 6 assists.
There you go.
Javon Carter. Rebounds. I like Javon Carter.
Scrappy.
Just another, Javon Carter, losing effort.
Honestly, Javon Carter, and people I don't know, man. Austin called me crazy when I told him this, but Javon Carter kind of reminds me of T.A.
Tony Allen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. He's a really good defender.
Plays like T.A., looks like
It looks like an Vince old Carter. Man.
Looks like Vince Carter
Vince
now.
Vince Carter now.
Damn. Throw a headband on him.
He's Javon Carter.
Who, by the way, Vince Carter is killing it, man.
Is he really killing it?
He's really killing it, man. Kind of wish he.
Who's he playing for this year? Atlanta.
Yeah, but and then tonight we have a game too against the Pelicans.
Anthony Davis didn't get traded, so he'll be playing.
Yeah. What do you think? What do you think he's gonna do?
Hopefully, we'll win the game. Anthony Davis. I don't know. I don't know if y'all saw, but he got booed the other night. By his home crowd.
Anthony Davis did?
Yeah. After all the trade stuff. He got booed.
That's just fucking petty. But
yeah. The guy don't want to be there, I understand.
Yeah. Might not have gone about it the right way, but
I mean, I look at it both sides. The organization's had 8 years to put a team together around Anthony Davis and they've failed to do that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So they deserve some of the blame. But, I mean, dude, I just can't stand – these players running their – I want to go play with my best friend. My best friend is an agent. I'm going to talk to my agent, get it worked out, and now.
Yeah, you didn't see a lot of that in, like, the good old days, like the Jordan days and stuff like that. There's, like, I'm in the NBA and I'm going to play.
Yeah. Like, there were, like, the good teams then, but, like, they were put together – they were put together a different way.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think this also kind of goes toward our fascination of talking about where players are going to be, because, and I think that the reason we do that is because everybody knows what the end of the season is going to be. Everyone knows that Golden State's going to win.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's already set. So what else is there to talk about? Player movement. There you go. And that's why Kevin Durant the other day got so mad at the media, because he got so tired of them talking like, well, I'm not going to New York. I don't know why y'all keep asking me all these questions. That's because we all know that y'all are going to win the championship. So what else is there to talk about? Player movement.
That's true. That's a good point. Wow. That's a hell yeah, Henry.
Bust your brain open with that one.
Yeah. That was a good rant. But back to this.
Anthony Davis Pelicans will game. Play versus the Grizz. Hopefully the Grizz will get a win and keep going toward step by step process and giving that pick away.
See how all these trades go through, not all these trades, but all the guys.
All the players, it'll be cool to see.
Is Valanciunas playing?
Valanciunas is not going to play tonight.
Oh, I figured it was two.
His first game will be the next game. Everyone else there is available.
Yeah.
Oh.
Everyone else is available.
And we didn't get anybody that's injured this time.
No. Knock on wood.
Right. Well, we'll see what happens.
Good old Chandler Parsons coming in injured.
Let's do some predictions.
Prediction right now for me is that Chandler Parsons will get injured in his first game or maybe his second game coming back.
Well, the question I have is how many games is Chandler Parsons back before he's injured again? Just hobbling off the court. Then dancing around in a suit.
One and a half games.
One and a half.
Is that the over under 1.5?
That's the over under at 1.5.
I'm gonna go with the under on that one because I think he's gonna play one game and get hurt.
I'll go with the over. I think he's gonna play a little bit and then say that it's sore, and then just like, oh, just testing the waters.
Well, that's what his injury's been this year. The whole year's been that it's just gonna a sore knee.
Real quick, fill stats and then try to get traded.
Well, they can't.
That's if he can make a fucking shot this time.
Yeah,
you gotta make shots, the shot, buddy. Fill stats, man. You gotta actually be productive.
Yeah.
Hopefully, Bruno will take another step forward, and we won't have to see much of Chandler.
Right,
Bruno.
Hey, Bruno, I'm all for it.
Like, at what point do you just have
Triple
enough?
J?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, Triple J. That's a given.
But at what point do you just have enough of a player just being like a fucking brat? Like, that's the only way to describe it. Little brat.
I thought what we saw earlier this year. I thought that was it. I thought we had seen the last of Chandler Parsons. Right.
I was relieved for a minute, but then it's like healthy and active. It's like, well, maybe that's just until we can get rid of him for something. Not, oh, we're going to keep him here and waste more fucking money and then try to bring him back again. Maybe he's changed his character. Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
No, there's no character change for that guy. No, they didn't say that. They wouldn't say that anyway.
There would
speculation.
Chandler
Parsons back. With the Memphis Grizzlies. Who'd have thunk it?
Chan Parsons is back. Marcus Gasol is out. Ugh. Conley's still here.
There's one little ray of sunshine.
Yeah. I'm so happy we kept Conley.
Kind of feel bad for him.
I kind of feel like it was more about what you were saying before. Like, in the last episode, if they're going to put Mark up, they also need to put Conley up so people go see, like, oh, it might be these two's last game. Not just together, but there it might be the last time we see him in Memphis.
Yeah.
So let's go and use it to fill the forum.
But, dude, I'm happy for Mark because if you think about it, man, he's aren't they number one in the East? So, he's going to the playoffs.
They'll finish one or two in the East, definitely.
And he has the potential of getting a ring.
He's got a shot at going to the finals. I don't know if he's got a shot at getting a ring because he's got to go through the Golden State Warriors.
We've seen Golden State Warriors choke before.
Not really.
I mean, they're. I don't know. I'm trying to be optimistic here. I don't want to see them win.
I understand. Nobody wants
number Golden two. State to win. Number two.
They're number two, but they're two games back in Milwaukee. They're right there. They're going to be one or two.
22-5 at home. It's impressive. What are the Grizzlies? 13-14? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
9-20 on the road. That's rough.
Yeah.
That's rough.
We are second in the league in opponents' points per game.
Second in the league.
103.6.
For us.
Yeah. Yeah, but it doesn't really make much of a difference if we can't break 95. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they can't put up any freaking points.
Dude, the West is stacked. It's a little, it's a little, like, ridiculous how much. I think the West is way. I saw something earlier or a couple days ago, and it was saying how the number six seed in the East wouldn't even made the playoffs in the West.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it's been the past few years. Why LeBron's made the finals every year is because he has no competition in the East. And now, after this trade deadline, you saw the Celtics, the 76ers, the Raptors, the Bucks all got better. I mean, they all are – there's like – it's really top-heavy in that Eastern Conference this year. They're all trying to go for it. Now they don't have to go through LeBron James to get to the finals.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like a gate was open. Now it's just like, we got to go against Joel Embiid, Kyrie Irving.
I mean, there's – Eastern Conference semifinals and Eastern Conference finals are going to be some good games.
Oh, yeah.
The Bucks, Raptors, and the Celtics versus the 76ers. You're going to probably get those four teams going against each other in the semis. And
Celtics and Raptors would be sweet.
That's going to be intense. I mean, Sixers got Tobias Harris now. They got a solid front four, front five. I mean, they got, what, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris and who's that other guy they got?
Well, speaking of the Greek Freak, Mo, what were you saying about the All-Star game? Like the Greek Freak versus LeBron?
Oh, they had the pick, yeah. Did you see that they
teams there? Yeah, I know they picked teams.
They picked teams. They aired it too.
Yeah, I didn't.
And they had
76 got James Ennis still. 76ers still got James Ennis.
So Greek Freak has who is it? It's Joel Embiid and Westbrook on the same team, and they don't like each other.
But didn't LeBron make a trade to make that happen?
Yeah, LeBron made a trade. I think it was I want to say for Ben Simmons.
Huh.
I'm not sure if it was. I think
I know LeBron drafted Anthony Davis, and the whole there's like a joke, like, "Oh, you want to play with him?" Ernie said to him, and LeBron was like, "Ah, yeah, he's a good player." And then it went over to Giannis, and Giannis said like, "Oh, collusion or tampering, whatever, you know, what they fined LeBron for."
Yeah,
colluding with with Anthony Davis because he wanted them to go, you know, play for the Lakers. That was funny.
All right, well, on that note, it's time to end this thing because the Grizz game is about to start, and I want to go watch that. So, so I'm going to go ahead and end it here. And
let's go, Grizz.
We'll do another one of these in a couple days or a few days or something like that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That was Strictly Grizzness. Okay. Thanks for listening.
Strictly Grizzness.